Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Supreme Power Equipments 3Q FY24 conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kaushal Shinde from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to Q3 FY24 conference call of Supreme Power Equipments Limited. From management side, we have Mr. V. Rajamohan, sir, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Pradeep Kumar, Full-Time Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Pradeep Kumar, sir. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Yeah, welcome to all. Yeah, warm welcome to our first conference call where we are gathered to discuss about the financial performance of Supreme Power Equipments Limited for the third quarter of 2024. It is very honored to connect with you all people. Before entering into the detailed listing, I just like to take a few minutes to explain about the Supreme Power Equipments Limited. Supreme Power Equipments Limited is located in Tirumalai, headquartered in Tamil Nadu, that is Tirumalai, specialized in manufacturing of power and distribution transformers. With over three decades of industry expertise, the company has become a leading supplier to local electric utilities. And I mean, we are making 110 kV transformers to the local utilities and one of the best suppliers, I mean, one of the reputed suppliers for this local utility in Tamil Nadu Electricity Board. Now, we are also entering into the windmill sector. I mean, we have already established ourselves in the windmill segment and in the solar segment. And because of our strong quality standards, we have almost supplied around 15,000 units in both utilities and to the solar and windmill sectors. We have, I mean, with a 60 crore plus order book, and we continue to play a pivotal role in the transformer industries, emphasizing innovations in the designs, operations, and other things. We have strengthened, I mean, Supreme has got a capacity that once a customer steps into the Supreme Power Equipments, they will never look back to another supplier. That is the strength of the Supreme. So, I mean, recently we got listed in the National Stock Exchange on 29th December 2023. I mean, the revenue record, I think Mr. Rajamohan will be able to tell you. Over to you, Mr. Rajamohan. Can you just share that? Hello? Hello? Are you there on the line? Hello?
Yes, yes. You continue. I'll answer the question and answer session.
Okay, fine. Sir, I mean, in the financial year 2023, the company recorded a consolidated revenue of 99.76 crores, achieved an EBITDA of 18.6 crores, and profit after tax of 11.08 crores, underlining our commitment to excellence. And in H1 FY24, the company recorded a consolidated total income of 52.59 crores, EBITDA of 10.39 crore, boasting an EBITDA margin of 19.75%, and a PAT of 6.59 crore with a PAT margin of 12.53%, along with an EPS of 3.63. With these notable figures and strategic initiatives, we are confidently entering a phase of the substantial growth, setting up the stage for the further expansion in the future. We are coming up, I mean, we are planning a very big expansion in the future, likely to start in the next year or so. Now, let me provide an overview of the company's consolidated financial performance for the Q3 FY24 and the nine-month Financial 24. During the third quarter of the current financial year, our company achieved a noteworthy total revenue of 23.77 crores. EBITDA stood at 5.14 crore, reflecting a strong EBITDA margin of 21.62%. The profit after tax reached 2.97 crores with an impressive profit after tax margin of 12.49% and earnings per share of 1.17. We successfully achieved this milestone despite the challenges posed by the floods in Chennai. You know, hope you people all aware that Chennai had has seen the worst flood situations in the recent and in the December month. Production remained resilient during the affected period, and pleased to report the stating that starting the first week of January, operations are fully normalized. So for the cumulative 9 months of financial year 24, the company reported a total revenue of 76.36 crores. EBITDA for the period was 15.53 crore with a notable of EBITDA margin of 20.33%. Profit after tax amounted to 9.56 crores, showing a PAT margin of 12.52% and an EPS of 3.76. Earnings per share of 3.76. As of 9 months of financial year, the company has already attained a PAT of 9.56 crores, demonstrating continued strong financial performance. We are very proud of strong growth we have seen so far and are looking forward to even better performance in the upcoming quarters. Our dedication to enhancing financial results coupled with exciting market opportunity position us for success. Before we transition to the question and answer, I want to express my sincere gratitude all to stakeholders for being integral to our growth journey. Your support and active participation have been instrumental in our success, and we genuinely value our significant contribution. With this, I would like to open the floor of questions and answers. Thank you once again for supporting Supreme Power Equipment Limited. Looking forward for your continued support in the future also. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now over to you.
Thank you so much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samartha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, could you detail about the expansion that we are doing in terms of capex required and what additional capacity would come on stream? What is our current capacity? What it will become? You know, and by what time?
Yes, welcome you all. This is Raj Mohan, manager of the company. The capex. Is around our plant. The new plant is estimated 60 crores to complete the new plant. Is around 60 crores we are planning, and it will complete in mid of next year, say 2025. There, here the capacity will be increased. Now our capacity is around 2,500 MVA, and in addition to that, 6,500 is MVA we are going to increase. As for now, we are operating in the area of 14,000 square feet, whereas the new plant will be around 1.25 lakhs. Square feet. So this new plant will come into operation end of next year. Now we have applied for all the engineering drawings, everything is been finalized, and we have applied for applied for approval from various departments, health, fire, practice, inspector of practice, and the directorate of town and country planning, to pollution control board. All these things we have applied.
Okay. And this, for you said our current capacity is 4,500 MVA.
No. 2,500 MVA.
Okay. Current is 2,500 MVA and new plant which will be coming is 6,500 MVA.
Yes.
So it will may take your total capacity to around 9,000 MVA.
9,000. Yes.
And this, out of this 2,500 MVA, how much, what is our current capacity utilization?
Now the current utilization is around 40%.
40%?
Yes.
And do we see this increasing significantly going forward, if in the next year, in the FY25?
Yes. There is the increase. 10 to 30% increase will be there. And 10 to 30% increase will be there year on year.
You said 20%?
10 to 30% increase will be there.
Okay, 10 to 13.
10 to 30%
increase in capacity. So your capacity utilization then will go to around 650.
50, 60, like that. Yes.
Achha. You're saying capacity utilization will increase by 10% or 30%?
10 to 30%. Minimum will be 10 and maximum will be 30.
So if it's 30%, then you're saying that your capacity utilization next year would go to 70%. Is that what it means?
Now it is 40%. You take it as a 40%. On that, you add 30% maximum. 40 plus 30%.
Which will be 70.
So 50%. Not you cannot.
Okay, growth. So you're talking in terms of growth. Okay, understood.
Growth
in your revenues, which will take your capacity closer to 50.
Yes.
Potentially to 50%. Okay, got it.
50 to 52%. Yes.
Right. And in terms of our client base, is it only government utilities as of now?
As of now. See, past 10 years, we were mostly concentrating on government. See, the revenue sharing will be like 80 and 20 private players. And now we are restricting government exposure to 50 and 50. 50% and 50%.
50%
and 50%. Private.
Okay. 50-50 private. So currently out of your 100, around how much is the revenue? Just a minute. So out of your 100 crore revenues that you did for the year, you're saying 80% came from the government?
No. Last year is almost 60-40.
Okay. 60 is government, 40 is private.
Yes.
And if we see your receivables cycle with for around 52 crores of half yearly revenue that you did, your receivables were around 50 crore at September end balance sheet, which is almost a 6 month receivable cycle. And since you're saying that 40% of your business is coming from private, so if you could differentiate, what are the receivable days that you see for your private segment and the government segment?
Yes, government minimum 4 months they will take. If suppose it slips 5 months also, it may. See, generally, the cycle, overall and average cycle is, which we are operating is 100 to 120 days. Sometimes in between, it may slip from, 1 month to next month. See, if you get the payment, they'll make payment in bulk. Being government, they'll make the payment in bulk. Whatever is accumulated, some 20, 30 crores, they'll make it in one shot. Suppose that payment missed, it, this accumulation, accumulated, payment will be paid in the next month. Sometimes, it extends.
Got it. And so for this, the new plant, I was confused between the, you know, the start, when is it about to start? So were you referring to financial year or calendar year? And if you could, you know, tell the specific month.
Yeah, 2025 December, it will, the plant will be completed and it will put into operation.
So which is around, roughly 20, well, almost 18 to 20 months away, right?
Yes.
Around 20 months away.
Yes.
Okay. So it will be end of next calendar year, end of 2025 calendar year.
Yes.
And by that time, how much capacity utilization would we be able to achieve on our existing 2,500 MVA capacity?
That here is in the new plant, the capacity, the initial stage there, what we are planning is here we are doing up to 25 MVA. In this past 20 years, the maximum capacity which we are did is 25 MVA. This is the maximum capacity which we made. That's maximum capacity of transformer which we made.
Correct.
Whereas in the new plant, we are planning and aiming to do 160 MVA and the above. So it's almost 7-8 times it's bigger than what we are doing now.
It's 7 to 8 times bigger.
Yes.
Okay. In terms of, so what is the per unit that you sell, you know, in, say if you have to compare a 25 MVA transformer with a 160 and above MVA, what is the per unit price for each of them, roughly?
Yes. For roughly, for 25 MVA costs about 2 to 2.5 crore according to the customer requirement.
Two to 2.5 crore.
Yes. 2 to 2.5 crore.
Okay, and 160 and above MVA?
It will be around 13 to 16 crore. One transformer.
Okay, 13 to 16 crore.
Yes.
Okay, and you also spoke about the wind part, you know. Wind and solar. So out of your current 100 crores of top line, how much was catered to by these sectors?
You know, which revenue you are asking?
So transformers that you supplied to, supplied for, you know, wind installations or solar installations.
Yes.
Out of your 100 crore top line, how much,
Yes.
How much in roughly in percentage terms did you supply to these two sectors?
Yes. The last year, you are talking about the last year,
Yes.
supply. The 5% we received from solar sector out of 40, out of 100, almost 40 crores from private. On that,
Right.
5 crore we got from solar.
And wind?
Wind is almost the same.
How much?
Same, some 5%.
Okay. Wind is also around 5 crores.
Yes.
And do you see this increasing significantly going forward?
Yes. See, now, number of projects are coming up. Power projects are coming up based on solar. So this year, we got a good number of transformers from solar sector.
And this 160 MVA and above, where you're, so what is the end segment for these kind of transformers?
Yes. Yes. For solar park, who are doing more than 100 megawatt, 200 megawatt, 500 megawatt, and for windmill also, they'll be requiring this 160 MVA. And for utility, also they'll be procuring this 160 MVA.
And also this Power Grid and National Thermal Power Corporation, all these are big customers for 160
MVA. And who would be your?
PGCIL and NTPC are the big, very big customers of 160
MVA. And who would be your competitors in this category, 150 and above?
BHEL, Indotech, Atlanta, there are a few players are there in that type category.
And are you also targeting exports?
Definitely.
Yes, we are exploring. We are exploring, and we are negotiating. I think in next financial year, some significant quantity will be exported.
This will be to which continent? If not the.
We are targeting Saudi and Kenya.
Saudi and Kenya.
Kenya.
So I'm just taking cue from the same. Are these going to be oil and gas transformers for the oil and gas sector?
Yes. The transformer performance change, whether it's a simple application, but the performance of the transformer is same.
These will be for oil and gas customers in Saudi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're saying next year you expect significant top line from the same?
Yes. We are targeting. Let us see.
Okay. And any last question, sir? Any possibility that we that our CapEx, which as of now you're communicating, will take around 18 months? Is there a possibility it could happen much before that?
Yes. On a safer side, Anthony, we are planning to complete it much earlier.
Okay, sir, I'll get back in the queue. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Welcome you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Yashwanti from Cogent Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and many congratulations for a good set of numbers. So you said that we are entering into the windmill and the solar transformer. So do we have our own indigenous technology, or do you have any technology kind of solution?
No, we have our own individual technology for solar and wind. And
we have a strong design team.
More than
we have a very strong design team.
And more than past 10 years, we are supplying to wind industry, namely Gamesa, Vestas, Suzlon, and most of the wind industry we are supplying. And we have 10, 15 years past experience with the wind industry.
Okay. So, you're entering into the higher high power transformer is basically the need for your expansion, right, sir?
Your voice is low audible. Can you be a little bit louder, please?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm asking, your entry or your plan to manufacture comparatively higher power transformer is the reason for your expansion?
Yes, yes.
So then in that case, what would be the other margin difference between the current transformer capacity of 25 and 160?
Profitability margin. Yes, yes. When compared to this 25 MEA to 160 MEA, there is a marginal difference will be there. It will be higher than the 25 MEA.
Can you quantify this?
Because number of players are less on that. So the competition is less. Sorry?
Can you quantify it?
Maybe 1 or 2%, yes. Maybe 1 or 2% more.
Okay. Okay. And who are your competitors in that segment?
Yes, as I said earlier, GE and BHEL, the central government organization, and Atlanta and few more players. And in our state, only Indotech is the only competitor. Only one organization is there. They are listed. Indotech Transformers.
Okay. Actually, are we looking at anything in the export, in the international market?
Yes, we are targeting Saudi and Kenya.
Okay.
Probably next year they may come out with the figures.
Okay. Any strategic initiative taken by you?
Yes. Already we are located, we are negotiating with the overseas buyer, and we are started negotiating, and we want some type of payment guarantee. So the negotiation is going on.
Okay. So you said that there are very few players as far as the windmill transformers are concerned. So what are the entry barriers in the business?
Entry barrier, actually, the entry barrier is they should have a test certificate for the validation of the design and validation to validate the manufacturing process. So this has to be certified by CPRI, Central Power Research Institute.
Okay.
And if you want to supply 160 MEA, at least you should supply 100 MEA. If you want to supply 100 MEA, then minimum you should have supplied 50 MEA.
Okay.
And if you want to supply 50 MEA, minimum 25 MEA you have to supply.
Okay.
This type of protocol is there, yes. Stage by stage, see every, immediately if you have money, we cannot start doing 160 MEA.
Okay.
So the entry barrier is that.
Okay. And so normally what is the discussion period or what is the time it takes right from, designing of a transformer to the actual sale of the transformer?
Again, it depends. It depends upon the transformer which we are planning to do. See, when it comes to power transformer, again the capacity, for a distribution transformer it takes 4 to 8 weeks. For generally power transformer, two months from that designing to delivery. And the bigger type transformer, it takes 3 months, 3 to 4 months for 160 MEA.
Okay.
So it's like that. And if for smaller type transformer, even 4 weeks also we can deliver.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's it right now for me, from my side. I will join back in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Welcome, madam. Welcome.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ritika Jain from HNI Investors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome, madam. Welcome.
So, sir, I would like to know that your outlook on EBITDA margin, is it sustainable at 20% or have any chance to for further increase?
No, no. Further increase, we are trying to do that. But minimum 15 to 18 will be made. EBITDA 15 to 18 will be made. It's sustainable.
Okay. Okay. And can you elaborate us on your revenue model with government and private sales?
Yes. Past 10 years, we were doing 80% government and 20% private. And now we restrict ourselves to maintain exposure with the government for 50%. We are trying to do that. And balance 50% from private. This is the strategy we have taken, yes.
Okay. Okay. And my last question is, sir, what is company's order receipt position?
Can you ask me again?
Yeah. So what is the company's order receipt position?
Yes, it's around 55 to 60 crores as of now.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Thank you, Professor. Thank you.
Thank you, madam. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Khushbu Kaur from TP Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, madam. Welcome.
Yeah. So, can you just tell me what is the price difference between normal power transformer and power transformer for solar power sets?
Hello.
Yes, yes, yes. Madam, it's not much audible.
Hello. Is it audible?
Yes, madam.
Okay. What is the price difference between normal power transformer and power transformer for solar power setup?
Okay. Normal, see, the solar transformer are subjected to lot of fluctuations, lot of, you know, when the, I mean, the, during the peak time, the generation will be very high. And once the solar's internal radiation falls down, the generation becomes low. So, you know, the variations will be from the morning to the evening, the variations will be in a huge, there will be huge variations overall the day. Whereas in power transformer in a utility, it will be a normal one. I mean, in the peak hours, there will be a load, higher load, and in the other times, it will be the same. So the fluctuations are less in the utility transformers. Whereas in solar, the fluctuations will be very high. So, making a solar, one has to be very careful in the design. So that is the difference between the solar and the other power transformers for the utilities.
Okay. And what is the contribution from government and private players in our total revenue group?
The government and, see, we are restricted to 50%. 50% from government and 50% from private. Earlier days, we used to supply 80% to government and 20% to private. Now we are restricting ourselves within 50%.
So it is going to be the same for the future also?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
This is a strategy we have taken for this year and next year. Depends upon the payment structure, payment model, it may change.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rishikesh Dutt from DIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir, for the call and opportunity to ask a few questions.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
I wanted to just ask, so you mentioned that you have about 60 crores of orders on hand. So this is also in the 50-50% ratio between government and private?
That is now the order position is slightly vary. Something around 60% is from government. Balance 40 from 35-40 from private.
Okay, and you mentioned that you'll be having a 30% increase in utilization over this quarter, right?
Yes, 10-30% will increase.
So we assume that would be about a 28-31 crore a target of top line based on your increase in capacity
yes.
utilization, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The top line will increase. Accordingly, the capacity utilization will also rise.
Okay. And how is this CapEx for the new unit being financed?
From this IPO and the financial accrued from the reserve.
Okay. So there won't
and
be
any if anything, money. Any shortage at the end of the project, if there is any shortage, we'll go for a small amount.
Okay. Okay. And you mentioned that, you know, you all are looking to do some, you know, partnerships in Saudi and Kenya. So are the margins
yes.
better in export?
Everywhere the margin almost remaining the same. But 1-2% we will get the incentive, 1.1, I think it's 1% incentive is Government of India sharing. And almost the margin will be same.
Okay.
We will get additional business.
Okay. So, and these will be more towards the 25 MBA or do you think that they will also be purchasing 160 MBA plus?
No. For that, we have not planned. We are planning only for distribution type of transformers and 10-25 MEA transformers. And for 160 MEA, we are not thought of doing that for export.
And okay. And for export, will there be solar and wind transformers for export as well or...
As of now, the inquiry is for distribution and step-up transformers for oil and gas and for distribution.
Okay. Okay. And one last question. You mentioned that, you know, you 15-18% EBITDA margin is something that, you know, is we should expect moving ahead. So does that mean that there will be a slight reduction in EBITDA margin compared to right now? Because I think right now we did a 21%.
Actually, EBITDA margin will vary. So that is why I am telling from 15-18%. There is a very marginal difference. That is 0.5, I think it's reduced. Am I right? Sir?
I think we did a 21.5% EBITDA margin, right, for December 23.
Yes, yes. A very slight. This type of variation will be there. So the end of the year only, publishing this audited financials, it will be, say, almost, it will be between, EBITDA will be 15-18%. It will be next.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pradeep Chaudhary from Samartha Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, on the EBITDA side,
Okay, before that, are we the 10% contribution from solar and wind right now?
Yes.
What do we expect the contribution to be from these two sectors in the next 2 to 3 years? Can it move to 20-30% of our?
Yes, yes. We are expecting that because a number of solar projects are coming up, in especially in Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, so many projects are coming up. Mm-hmm. And we are expecting some more the percentage of supply percentage will be increased. It will increase.
So what percentage of your business approximately will come from these two sectors 2 years down the line?
So year on year it should increase by 5-10% increase will be there. Apart from the regular local buyers, factories and hotels, so all other sectors, apart from the all other sectors, this will take 5-10% increase in the year.
And again on margins, you know, just continuing the conversation from our previous participant, you're saying that 15-18% is what you you know see sustainable, but the FY23 we did 18% and first half FY24 you know closer to 20 and last third quarter FY24 almost 21. So do you see, again just trying to get more answers from you on this, that you see your EBITDA margins reducing by 3%?
No, it's not like that. See, actually this margin is 18 is sustainable and it will be maintained.
Okay, but your current is 21. So if everything goes the same as how it is continuing right now, then can 21 also, you know, continue?
Yeah, this 18-20 will continue. 2021 will be continued.
You're saying 18-20?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And as far as our receivables are concerned, which were around 50 crores as of September end, do you expect any bad debts?
No, bad debts. Only delay will be there. Actually, we were expecting 20-30 crores this week. It shifted to next week. So, we are fighting to get that.
Okay.
So, anytime you will get 20-30 crores from the government. We are working on it.
Okay, and usually when you expand in this sector, you know, what is the so IPO process happened a couple of months back, and you must have the starting of the process must have happened a couple of months back, and you might have placed your equipment orders maybe at that time only. So from the time the equipment orders are placed till the final production start of production, usually how much time does it take in your industry?
Say for manufacturing and handling equipment, you are talking about that, right?
Yeah, for you to put up a new plant, how much time does it take?
So the lead time again depends upon the machinery, which machinery, right? See, for VPD, woven for specialized equipment it takes 9-10 months, and for crane and all 3-4 months they will deliver, and it depends.
Okay, is it possible that we would finish this expansion in 2024 itself? Is that a possibility?
No, it will not complete. See, this approval process is a big cumbersome process. We need to get approval from various departments.
We need to get approval from?
Various departments. Fire, health, industries.
Product.
Sorry?
These approvals are required for our expansion in terms of land approvals and, you know.
Yes, land, building and operational approval.
Okay. So we don't have those in place?
Sorry, sir? Peter?
We don't have them in place as of now?
We have applied. Now land we have procured. Design and engineering, everything is over.
Hmm.
Now we have applied through single window portal. Now we have to follow up, do follow up and get it done.
Land you have?
Yes, already has occurred.
Okay, you bought this land or this was there in the company from many years?
No. Very recently we bought it. Before IPO, we bought it.
And how much was the land cost? How much was the land cost you spent?
Yes, on document it's around 6 crores.
Okay, 6 crores you spent on. How big is the land in area?
It's 6 acres.
6 acres.
Oh, yes.
So you're.
Whereas now we are operating in 45 cents. Almost 10 times bigger.
Now you're operating in how much?
40 cents. Our land area is 40 cents.
Okay, okay. So it's 10 times bigger, the additional.
Yeah, almost more than 10 times.
Okay. And any other products that we would like to make there other than these 160 MV plus?
Here we do new transformers and there we have marking separate place for servicing. There I think we can get some better margin on services. Services of bigger transformer, only for bigger transformer, not smaller.
Okay, servicing for bigger transformer, you dedicated
yes.
A place for that.
Small, yes. We are marking a separate place for that. So, we are planning. Services, the product is same.
Okay. And could this be a big business also? Is there a very big requirement for servicing of large transformers?
Yes, we have to locate, but business is there. There we will not make big revenue, but margin we can get. We can do good margin on that.
Okay. And so you're expecting by... maybe May or June 2025, because initially you said mid of 2025, you're expecting to start put this plant into production. Is that right? By May or June 2025?
You can take it in this way, sir. Before December, it will complete. Before end of 2025, it will fully complete.
And if everything goes well, it might happen by May, June also.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are trying to reduce the early time.
Correct. And is there a large requirement for these, like 160? What is the total market size? If you would have rough numbers, you know, or the requirement of say and. Our government customers?
Yeah, as of now, today itself, we got inquiry from, oral inquiry from Vestas, asking us to supply 160 MV 5 numbers. We have that type of rapport with
you
Vestas and Vestas.
You were not
Vestas. Hello.
It's not clear, sir.
Is it clear now?
Yes, it's clear now.
Okay. So now, as of now, we got an inquiry from Vestas.
Okay.
Windmill providers. Overall inquiry for 160 MVA, 5 numbers.
Okay.
So
50,
yes.
50 crore roughly, right?
Yeah, roughly. You can average, you take it as 15 crores. So, without having the infrastructure, we will not be able to do that.
Correct.
And it need to be type tested. And as I said earlier, we need to do 100 MVA, 50 MVA first, then 100 MVA, then 160 MVA. So it's a process. All of the sudden, immediately, we will not be able to do 160 MVA at the very initial stage. It's step by step we have to do that. But market is there.
Right. And step by step, over the next 12 to 18 months, when your new plant will be setting up, would you be going for the certifications required for these kind of transformers simultaneously?
No, simultaneously, we will not be able to get that. See, first, we need to test a transformer that we cannot keep it idle, that we have to sell it. First thing.
Right. Right.
Then, based on that supply experience in the market or with the utility, we have to apply or bid for a bigger transformer tender. They will place order for 100 MVA. Then, after getting that order, we have to do that all certification on that transformer. Then, after supplying this 100 MVA, we have to bid for 160 MVA. This is the basic eligible criteria. It's fixed by the government.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you are to
Hello,
supply
sir. Sorry to interrupt, sir. Pradeep, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll come back in a bit. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Our next question is from the line of Jigesh from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are very much audible.
Yeah.
Lambai.
Sir, as you were explaining, we need to bid for provide a 25 MVA transformer if you want to bid for 50 MVA.
Yes.
So if we want to reach 160 MVA and if we get our plant ready, so at least it will take 1 year's time before we reach get the first order of 160 MVA, right? If we bid and then get a 50 MVA, 100 MVA, like you explained just now. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello, sir.
Hello. Yeah.
Language.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
One minute.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, sir. My line got disconnected.
Okay.
Can you ask the same question now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, minute back there. Got disconnected.
As you were explaining that for 50 MVA, we need to give 25 MVA.
Yes.
So to reach 160 MVA, we need to give 100 MVA transformers.
Yes.
So once our new plant is ready, then only we can start giving 50 and 100 MVA transformers, right?
Yes.
So to reach 160 MVA, at least we will take 6 to 12 months after our plant stabilizes.
Yes.
Okay.
It will take more time, sir, not 12 months.
Yeah, so it will
take. It will
take
minimum 2 years. Minimum 2 years it will take. Yes.
So to reach 160 MVA, we need to wait for at least 2027 to give our first transformer.
Yes.
Okay.
See, this bigger transformer, making is also, we need skilled workers and good, very good design team. Yes, yes. And we need also experience of that. We have, and one Mr. Krishnayar, he has joined us in the board. He is from Telc. Telc is the biggest transformer company in Kerala.
Okay.
So, he joined in the board.
Okay.
So, with all the support, I think we can do this 160 MVA. And that too, this is 230 kV class. What we are doing is 110 kV class. That also getting doubled.
Okay. Okay. And so now our transmission lines, pan India will also require a lot of upgradation or maybe a lot of new transmission lines will be required. So distribution transformers is a big area or along with this renewable transformers. So we will be
distribution is a big market. The distribution transformer is a very big market.
Okay.
Yes.
The
competition is also high.
Okay.
Generally, we look for an opportunity for supplying special type transformers.
Which one?
No, special. We generally we look for the opportunity to supply special type transformers.
Okay.
Rather fighting in mid of so many small players.
Yes. So because this distribution transformers that you have been supplying, more of that would be for the government entities.
Yes.
Which
yes.
Now
yes.
You are scaling down. You are trying to bring 50-50 ratio.
Yes, yes.
So we are focusing more on solar and wind and other yes. Specialty transformers.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And working capital cycle, if we talk, do we get any advances in case of private orders?
Sir, again, in private, you can bifurcate into three parts.
Okay.
One is new, very new customer.
Ah.
Another is repeat customer.
Okay.
Another is big customer like Swellact, L&T.
Okay.
The new customer, they used to give 10 to 30% advance.
Okay.
The repeat customer, they don't give advance.
Oh. Correct.
Okay. And the companies like L&T and other things, they ask for the credit, 60 days.
Okay.
So, this is a mix of all.
Okay. Right. Majority would be
new
customers, repeat and big.
Sorry?
Majority of your would be repeat and big customers.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, understood. So, we will keep on requiring a lot of working capital also in private.
Yes. We need a lot of working capital is required because the cash to cash cycle is little larger in this industry. Yes. And the inventory is also, we need to keep minimum of 3 months inventory we need to keep.
That's right. And sir, in last phone call you had mentioned that we are going to grow by 20 to 30% in next 2 to 3 years in revenue.
Next,
2 to 3 years, every year we'll go by 20 to 30%.
10 to 30%.
10 to 30%. Okay.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Suppose if we grow in private as well as bit in government, but what about exports will be totally a new area that will help us in bigger growth, right?
Yes, yes. We are waiting for that opportunity, and we are working on it. Once we got the purchase order, I can strongly I can say, but without anything in hand, I cannot assure.
No, so for exports, are we ready with all our certifications?
Certification is ready. See, this CPRA certification is approved worldwide.
Okay. So just we are waiting for finalizing purchase orders going forward.
Who? I could not understand.
Yeah, no, so just now we need to just negotiate on the purchase orders going forward to bring our export orders.
Yes, yes. The terms and conditions are not, we are waiting for the term. Price is okay, but the terms okay. and conditions are is not acceptable. So we are trying to convince our buyer.
Right. So even if we grow, suppose if we grow every year by 20%, so would exports contribute at least 5 to 10% out of that going forward?
Actually, sir, to be very frank, okay. last year we did 2.5 crore export
okay.
out of 100 crore.
Okay. Okay.
So the year. Before in 21, no export was there.
Okay.
And this year, no big export. We are not done any export. So we are exploring the market, and we are working on it. After that only we will be giving a forward statement. Something I should have in my hand. We are working on it. We have located 2-3 people there, and they are also working for that. But something we should have in hand to answer your question.
Okay, okay. And sir, I was going through your presentation, slide 15, product-wise revenue bifurcation.
Hmm.
Sir, we have given distribution transformer power. Windmill transformer and solar transformer.
Okay, sir.
What is covered in power transformers?
What is?
What is different in this power transformers?
Power transformer,
yeah.
See, it's a HT transformer. See, like
okay.
conversion of, it's a stepping down or step up,
okay.
the voltage. From 110 kV to 11 kV.
Okay.
So, and 230 kV to 110 kV. It's the power transformers.
Right. So, sir,
and in distribution, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I understood, but in, I think power transformer is a quite competitive field.
There we get, when compared to distribution, power transformer, we get higher margin.
Higher margin.
Yes.
Because there is a quite variation in terms of growth in revenues. Sometimes power transformer is quite lower. Sometimes it reached 41 crores now. So was not able to see whether which segment will grow altogether.
Both the sector will grow. See, if they want to put 25 MVA, then for distribution they have to put 30 MVA.
Correct.
Cumulatively, yes. So both side by side, both will be growing.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now end the conference over to Mr. Kaushal Shinde for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.